Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Yes, we do live in a cynical world, and yes, sometimes people are pissed off, but we're here to turn that frown upside down. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Vibe Check, 585-252-9800. Who's knocking at the door?
Vibe Check, Mimi here. My vibes are very Werewolf of Rochester with all the morning fog this morning as I'm headed to the gym.
Oh, hey.
Go pump some iron, Mimi.
Hell yeah. By the way, 390 near Scottsville Road, nothing but fog. So be careful if you're driving in that area.
Oh, no, literally all 492. I was over the bridge. I was like, am I on a bridge right now or am I on solid ground? I'm not sure. So classic.
That's why I give pilots so much credit. It's so impressive when they land a plane with low visibility. Couldn't be me. Couldn't do it. Those guys are pros.
No, for sure. Who else is here?
You know, we haven't heard from Nico and Steve in a while. Where are they at?
Yeah, where are you boys at? Let us know.
You missed Pizza Thursday last week. I was kind of pissed.
Oh, I know. That is crazy. You know, I'm looking forward to the ultimate 80s party for the prom. So the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center every fall does like an ultimate 80s party. And this year they're doing a prom on November 9th. You know, I think it's so important to be able to dress up and go out to an event that isn't a wedding.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only time us as older adults get to really dress up and go out. And it's really cool when you get to do that for other occasions.
Oh my God. 80s party? Are you kidding me? You're going to play all the hits.
It's iconic.
Like this one. Hey, yeah. Name that artist, Breezy. Come on.
Mick Jagger?
Come on. Hey.
Michael Jackson.
Phil Collins. What
Never met him. Don't know him.
And you know, man, that this party's going to be off the chain.
We're going to end up in prom court. I just know it. You and I.
Scott Spazzano just walked by, gave me a thumbs up because he can relate to this music so much.
He's going. He has us playing in his Walkman.
I love him.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Who else is here?
Who else is here? We have Mindy here. Mindy says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this morning because I finally started getting back into a workout routine that has got away from me for quite some time.
Mindy, you and me both, girl. It's so important to run. You got to lube up those joints.
Oh, God.
I was going to go for a run yesterday.
Are you going to run the 5K with me this weekend?
No. Here's the thing. It's not that I don't want to. It's that I don't like running in front of a buttload of people. I don't like doing it, Breeze. You can do it, but...
You choose to run down Park Ave? What?
No, I would never run down Park Ave.
You did run down Park Ave.
East Ave?
No, you told me I was running down Park Ave and I ran into my friends at Half Pint that I stopped running.
That was not a run. That was more... When
the truth comes out.
That was a walk, and then when I get to an area where there's a lot of people, I slow down. I don't do the run. No siree, but kill it, crush it.
All right, vibes for you?
Pretty good. I'm on Apple right now looking at the iPhone 16.
We don't need it.
No, I know, but they did the launch yesterday, and I was just making sure I knew what the price was. They start at $800. For those of you that can't afford it and want to buy it anyways, that comes out to $33 a month. But they do come in very pretty colors.
What colors?
Oh my God, look at the pastels. They come in like pink, green, bright purple, white, black. They are nice. They're pretty cool. Anyways, though, no, we are not getting one. We're just window shopping. Vibes are up. I had a really chill night last night at home. I cooked some dinner, and then I watched the Apollo 13 documentary on Netflix.
What's that?
The movie with Tom Hanks, Apollo 13, is based off of this crew, but how they got home. The technological advances from like the 60s and 70s.
Were they in the sky?
They're in space.
Oh.
They had to get them home. And there was a 10% chance that they're actually going to live. I was just blown away last night watching this.
Right.
I'm like, there are so many people out there that are just so freaking smart and intelligent. And it's like, to get them home the way they did blew my mind. That's all. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyways, vibes are up, though.
Wow.
And Breezy and I...
Very passionate.
Well, you know me. I love space. But Breezy and I were getting our new studio this week.
I know.
And so we're excited for just everything to be brand new and also a change of scenery. We've been struggling in here in the last year and a half. Things are dying on us.
Some days we have air. Sometimes we have heat. Sometimes we don't have either. So,
how are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, like, I finished Chimp Crazy last night, and it was wild. It was crazy.
How many episodes? Four?
Yeah, it was just four.
Just the four.
Spoiler, but, like, the girl got her ear ripped off. She was like, would I own another chimp again? Absolutely.
100%.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, these people love their monkeys.
I would love to have the chimp lovers' brains studied by science, because... something's not right. Something's wrong. Something's very, 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 very wrong. But yeah, I watched that, and then I'm on to Mormon Mom TikTok documentary show thing. I don't know. It's a lot. They're Mormons, but they're swingers. I don't know. It's a lot.
Breeze, I watched the first couple minutes and I shut it off. I was like, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
It's more like a Selling Sunset kind of vibe for sure.
Didn't like it.
I know.
But other than that, you guys, it's going to be a really nice week. The sun is shining every day, even throughout the whole entire weekend. So today looking at 72 for the high, lots of sun. And like I said, we can expect that throughout the rest of the week.
Gorge.
So Kathy Hochul, our governor, paid a visit to Rochester yesterday and announced that some things are going to be changing after the really violent summer that we just had. And let's be honest, it was more than violent. It was pretty bad. So we'll get to what she's doing and what the city is going to do to try and combat this violence. We'll talk about that coming up next on the big story of the day on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Tuesday. So here's what happened yesterday. We had Governor Kathy Hochul, who paid a visit to Rochester, and she announced that the city is getting 25 additional New York State troopers in funding for technology to help solve, but most importantly, prevent crime after a pretty violent summer we had, for lack of a better word, because God knows it was violent. And she made note of the shooting in Maplewood Park, along with the deadly stolen car crash in Brighton that killed that poor 92-year-old. And then recently the fire in Irondequoit, where a family of four was murdered in their home. And Hochul spoke at Rochester City Hall alongside the family of Taisha Manning, who was killed in Maplewood Park. It's not supposed to be like this, she said, and we're not supposed to bury our children. She said she's aiming to address violence through three ways. increasing law enforcement capacity, upgrading crime fighting technology, and then increasing initiatives to prevent crime. So she will provide additional troopers to work directly with the Rochester Police Department. Here's a clip of her speaking yesterday and what she had to say.
I'm here to outline new steps that my administration is taking to combat the recent spate of crime in Rochester. Because I know people are hurting. I know you're angry. I'm angry too.
I know you have to read from a prompter. We all, I get that. But if you're going to say you're angry, why don't you mean it?
I'm angry.
Come on.
You know what?
Maybe she is, I didn't buy it. Anyway,
I'm just extremely disappointed.
So the state will be providing agencies in Monroe County $24 million to upgrade technology that's going to help prevent and investigate crimes. That includes $10 million to the Rochester Police Department and $11.7 million to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Hochul said the funding could go to drones, license plate readers, mobile camera systems, and a lot more. But she also announced $2 million for anti-violence outreach groups, which I think is a great idea. She said these groups help to provide mental health support and support, like crisis support, just to prevent and address violence, you know. And also the people who have committed crimes and then did their time. Sometimes they need to be able to have somewhere to go after all that when they readjust and they get back into society. She wants to help with all that. And you know what? I mean, I hope this money goes to good use, because she's not wrong. It was a pretty violent summer.
Yeah.
I felt like all we were doing was touching base on the horrific things that were going on.
Yeah, I mean,
some good. We had some great stories, but there was a lot of bad.
In this situation, in this job, I mean, like, you know, I'm kind of shocked to even hear you say any of this, because we read it and we talk about it and we digest it. And then it kind of, you know, in my opinion, I feel like we haven't read anything horrible in a while. But I think that just goes to show that
a while? Last week?
I mean, like, I there's just been longer stints for me personally in the last 5 years I've been here, but I just feel like that just goes to show that this is like so normal to us, and like these families are continuing to hurt because their loved ones were ripped away from them. And you know what I mean?
So I give so much credit to our friends especially at Channel 10 News, who actually report the news day in and day out.
Yeah.
That's got to affect you at some point. We can, you know, we do it at a certain point in time on the show, and then we go back to having fun and sharing some laughs. That's all they're doing, is just talking about the devastating things going on within the city. Obviously, there's some good news they report too, but let's be honest, a lot of it hasn't been great, especially recently.
For sure.
So I hope, like I said, I hope this money goes to good use. Coming up on the show, how is the teachers? Teachers listening, how's your first week of school?
Official couple days here in the books. I mean, nothing crazy, because most of them started, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But those first couple days of getting your feet wet, some stories can come out of those.
Yeah, we were hoping you can do us a favor. Can you spill the tea on your new students? 585-252-9800.
Who's going to be a problem child?
We're asking you to spill the tea on some of your students, and I know you got some. There's got to be a handful of you listening who already have figured out which students in your class are going to be a problem this year. Kids say the darnest things, do they not? We'll get to your messages and calls coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Teachers, how was your first week back at school? We're asking you to spill the tea on some of your students this morning. And I know there's got to be a handful of you listening who already have figured out, I mean, who you don't like in your class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be a problem this year? It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. So I have a teacher friend who's been changing kids' lives for the past 10 years now. And she's a great teacher. But, I mean, the stories that she brings to the table all the time are so good. So she asked her students in the class, what are some of the things that happen when you get upset? And how are some ways you can calm down? And she says that one of her students said, when her mom and dad get mad, they throw their rings on the floor.
Perfect.
It's like...
Seems healthy.
Yeah, no.
Seems healthy.
I think it's probably safe to assume these parents like to fight in front of their kid without any hesitation. I gave a girl a promise ring my junior year of high school. One day, she got really mad at me. She tried to take the ring off to throw it at me, but wouldn't come off.
Her finger was green.
I bought it one size too small. Absolutely brilliant thinking on my part.
You know, for sure, because that would have pelted right off your forehead.
But yes, her finger was green. 585-252-9800. Teacher, spill the tea on your students. This is a safe space, and no, you don't have to use your full name to dish the tea.
They're like, yeah, I'm not losing my job.
No, we just want your stories, so don't sweat it.
Yeah.
But first week back to school, everyone's faking it.
This is the official first week back, like full week, which... it's going to be a doozy. We love the little toe dipping of the 1, 2, 3 day week back. And now this week, fully sending it.
From first grade till senior year of high school, what was your favorite grade?
Oh. Ooh. Honestly, freshman year.
Oh my God. It was the worst.
Why?
Freshman Friday. You get the crap kicked out of you.
Oh, no. That couldn't be me. Just, you know, being, experiencing homecoming and experiencing all these new teachers and classes and upperclassmen, dare I say. And it was just really the bee's knees, in my opinion. I was obsessed.
Yeah.
But it's funny because both of our moms worked in the school. Your mom worked in what, the high school? Or where did she work? What school did she work at?
She did both. She did the middle school and then the high school.
Okay, so
she pretty much followed me.
So, I mean, can we blame her? My mom was primary, so, you know, kindergarten to, I think, the highest she got up, which was to second grade. But
And that's the thing, too. My mom had all the tea on all the students. But when I got in trouble, like when I got sexual harassment in our class and in school suspension, who do you think was the first to hear about it? Mama Moose.
She's... bopping down to the counselor's office.
Here come the texts right now. All right, let's get to some of you teachers here. Spill the tea this morning. How was your first week back at school? But we're asking you to spill the tea on your students. Sherry is here. Hi, guys. It's Sherry from Greece. I've called in a few times. Oh, Moose, I think I worked with your mom at Athena. But years back when I was teaching, I had a student who would sit there and do nothing other than draw pictures of hot, naked women giving birth to swans.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that actually might have been me, Sherry. Thank you for texting.
That was definitely you, for sure.
It's got to, you know what? It's crazy to be a teacher and watch your students do things. And like, what comes to mind? Like, do I get them help immediately? Or this kid is just, he's effed up. Like, there's no helping him. What are you going to do?
No, there's
he is
no
who help. He is.
There's absolutely no helping you whatsoever.
You can't do it. We got someone here by the name of Lori. Good morning, Lori. Hi, guys. Not a teacher, but my daughter came home from school last week and said the girl she sits next to started telling everyone her dad is dead. Oh, my God. I brought it up to the teacher, and she said he was not dead. He's just an absent father.
Oh, my God. Wowzies.
Yikers.
Really going for it. Okay.
I saw a girl not too long ago wearing a t-shirt that said, you don't have to be dead to me. We got to get this girl that shirt.
So morbid. Jiminy Cricks. I find myself on teacher talk a lot, that side of TikTok, where these teachers will just like post these stories of these kids and they'll reenact it and they'll do all the things. And some of them are dark. Some of them are really dark.
Yeah.
Really dark. Because kids, I don't know, once you reach a certain age, you don't really have a filter. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, here I am. Here's what's going on with me. They don't really understand.
There's no filter from the time they start talking till maybe, I don't know, when they're 10, 11 years old. And then that kicks back in when you hit the age of like 80 and 90 years old. There's absolutely no filter.
All out the window.
My grandmother was a prime example of that. Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son is 6, came home last week and said I quit. And when I asked him what he was talking about, he said he is quitting school the same way his dad quit his job. Oh, God.
Okay.
There's a lot going on in
There's homes. A lot happening. Absolutely. Well, with that being said, it's only been 5 days, you know what I'm saying, depending on what school you're in.
Right.
And we have a long year to go.
Yes, we do.
And I'm sure we should keep doing this. We should check in quarterly with our teachers and just say, what's the vibe? What's been going on with your students? What's the tea? Because the stories that come out of their mouths are absolutely hilarious.
And we had a great segment yesterday, if you guys missed it. I think it was in the 7 o'clock hour. But we had a mom that reached out, and she was pissed because the letter that came home was about the whole birthday party issue. And the letter stated that if you are planning on celebrating one of your kids' birthdays, you have to invite every single person in the class, right, not just some. And people were outraged.
Outraged. Because it's not, you can't tell me who to invite to my house.
But then, you know, we kind of settled it. Yes, you can't hand out invitations in class and make other kids feel bad. You know, do it on social media where no one can see you.
Right. Or mail the letters.
But to invite all 22 kids to come to your home is, people were not having it. Some of these texts were great. Thank you guys this morning. Appreciate that. All the teachers, we got nothing but love for you. Let's go to happy hour soon. Breezy and I will totally go to happy hour with you.
And we'll leave it with this one. Yesterday, I witnessed one of my first graders touch the inside of his butt and then smell his hand. I'm looking for a new job. Yeah, for sure.
98PXY.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.